It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. One of the most vicious cartel leaders in Mexico has been arrested. Early yesterday morning, Mexican Marines caught the leader of the notorious Zeta gang organization. The country has killed or captured dozens of kingpins in recent years without managing to bring an end to the high murder rates in many areas. But as NPR's Carrie Khan reports, authorities say this gang boss was behind some particularly heinous killings.
The capture of 40-year-old Miguel Ángel Treviño Morales took place before dawn Monday morning on a dirt country road less than 20 miles south of the Texas border. Interior Ministry spokesman Eduardo Sanchez Hernandez says Mexican armed forces had been on the lookout for Treviño in the area and at 3 in the morning spotted a suspicious pickup truck.
Un helicóptero de la Armada de México interceptó a esta pickup.
A military helicopter intercepted the pickup. Three people were inside. Treviño, known as Z-40, his accountant, one bodyguard, eight weapons, dozens of rounds of ammunition, and $2 million in cash.
No se llevó a cabo ni un solo disparo. A estas personas se les aseguraron...
Sanchez said not one shot was fired in the operation. He read off a long list of crimes Treviño is accused of in Mexico.
Está acusado de delincuencia organizada, homicidio, delitos contra la salud, tortura.
Organized crime, murder, torture, arms trafficking, money laundering. The list, however, doesn't do justice to the terror and fear Treviño perpetrated on residents, particularly in northern Mexico around the cartel's base of Nuevo Laredo.
He was probably the most sadistic mafia boss in the Americas.
George Grayson of the College of William and Mary is an expert on the Zetas. He says Treviño and his traffickers became infamous for beheadings and public hangings of the cartel's tortured victims. Treviño grew up on both sides of the border and spent much of his teenage years in Dallas, where he joined a local gang and rose from washing cars and doing errands to running drugs across the border. He joined the Zetas, which was a gang of army deserters turned bodyguards for the Gulf cartel in the late 1990s. Treviño rose the ranks of the Zetas, and by 2007, when the group broke off to form their own cartel, he became one of its top commanders, despite his lack of military experience. Mexican officials say he's responsible for the deaths of more than 200 Central and South American migrants, who the Zetas target for extortion and use as mules for cross-border drug shipments. He's also wanted for murder and drug trafficking in the U.S. Catching Treviño is a big coup for the administration of President Enrique Peña Nieto, who, unlike his predecessor, has chosen not to discuss the drug war much in public. In fact, earlier Monday, Peña Nieto chose instead to announce a $100 billion five-year plan to boost Mexico's roads, airports, and rail lines. Zeta expert George Grayson says Peña Nieto has done little to define a strategy for tackling the cartels.
But what we are finding is that the intelligence forces in Mexico, especially in the Navy, are improving with the help of their U.S. counterparts.
Earlier this year, Peña Nieto shocked U.S. officials by restricting anti-narcotic operations between the two countries and routing all coordination through a single entity, the powerful Interior Ministry. A ministry spokesman declined to comment on the role the U.S. played in Treviño's capture. For its part, the U.S. said little, too. The embassy in Mexico City issued a short statement congratulating Mexico on the arrest. How Treviño's arrest will affect Mexico's unabated drug violence is unclear. In the past, the arrest of kingpins has actually brought on more violence as leaderless underlings fight over how to divide up the drug turf. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.